time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
All right, and big good morning to all of you. Welcome to, what is it, Wednesday? Yes, a little chilly outside right now, but it's going to warm up. It was 44 degrees early this morning, and it will be increasing today. That's good. And so, weather's all right. And it's spring. That's the main thing. And the grass is growing. How's your grass growing? Looks nice and green, doesn't it? Woo! How about the daffodils? What else is blooming? Daffodils and crocus. And it won't be long. I've got every year, at about this time, there's a patch of purple hyacinths just beyond our lot in the woods. And I visit them every year, and they smell so good. Well, they haven't bloomed yet, but it looks like they're getting ready to. Purple hyacinths. And mixed among them, a few white hyacinths. It's nice to smell. Wow. Of course, I can only imagine what it'd be like to be in a room with nothing but the hyacinth smell. It might drive you nuts after a while. But a little bit is fine. Okay, today being the 10th of the month, is there anything going on to the trail today? Nothing specific, but coming up on Saturday, Earth Day event, opening day for the trails. There will be an event there, 1 to 4 p.m. this Saturday at the Tallgrass Trail. And in the meantime, I think, now isn't this, Earth Day too, when they have a big doings at that place just into Morrow County, east of Caledonia. If you know anything about that, let me know. And so, yes, I remember Earth Days. I used to go to the one at OSUM. I remember when they planted a chestnut tree, an American chestnut, I think. I wonder how that tree is doing, because that was years ago. And I've told you many times about bicycling across Ohio. And we always bicycle across the month of April. So up here in the north, there wasn't so much going on until we headed south in southern Ohio. You had the dogwood blooming. You had lilacs blooming, along with all the other things. What's the name of that flower that's white? And there may be whole carpets of them. Trilliums, that's it. The triple-leafed flower that's white. Now, as they get older, when a trillium gets older, it kind of gets like us people. It starts to turn color. Trillium ends up being kind of reddish as it ages. I used to think that looking at a whole field of white trilliums and seeing a few reddish ones, I used to think that was something that had to do with genetics. But as I read more about trilliums, that's a sign of old age. And, we're getting close to the springtime blossoms in the woods. And, of course, there is the mushroom, morel mushroom. And every year you hear more about them, but does anyone ever get any morel mushrooms around here? Of course, if you did, you wouldn't say anyhow, because that's the most highly kept secret. Not even the CIA would give out there or find out where these mushrooms are. Oh, my. I just, every time I see one, and maybe you too, your thoughts go back to the earlier times in your life when morel mushrooms were a little more plentiful, and you went out every fall or every spring and gathered them, and you remember the taste of them. It was so good. And the smell, when you were simmering them with butter in a skillet. Whoo, wow. Only memories. Because a lot of us would have a fear of invading someone else's property looking for morel mushrooms. And apparently there's not that many around anymore. And they say you can't raise them yourself, even though I see advertisements every now and then to send away for morel mushroom pollen or seeds, or spores, that is, to plant and grow your own. But, you know, there's a lot more to it. And there has to be soil types and different things. Morel mushrooms, oh, what we always called sponge mushrooms. Okay, so what do I have to give away today? Well, a partridge in a pear tree, among other things. I've got the Mamma Mia tickets. Now, how many of you are familiar with that? Mamma Mia is a play that they're putting on at Sugarloaf Mountain at the amphitheater there. That's the same place where you would go to watch Tecumseh performed. But Sugarloaf Mountain Amphitheater, the home of Tecumseh, is located on Marietta Road, Chillicothe, Ohio. And the tickets I give away are good for May 3rd or May 10th. May 3rd or May 10th. That's just a month from now. And to book your tickets, you have to call the number if you win them. And you'll need to bring a letter I've got here with you. But Mamma Mia, here we go again. That's the subtitle. And I don't know anything about Mamma Mia other than the that group, remember, from Europe that sang, that had Mamma Mia in their title. Okay, so I can give you two tickets. Each one of these sheets I have in my hand is worth two tickets to Mamma Mia down in Chillicothe. And they have hotel accommodations and restaurants down there, of course. And, okay, should you want tickets, two of them, to Mamma Mia, all you got to do is ask for them if you win. Okay. Now, how many of you have got your ears tuned up for trivia today? Well, let me see. Before I ask my first question, I want to remind you, Trinity Baptist Church, their Sunday sermon airs on this station Sunday and Wednesday nights. And let's see, well, we had Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond. That's coming up on, debuted Wednesday, April 3rd, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And, yeah. Let's see, April the, what is it, this Thursday, is it? Or next Thursday? I think it's next Thursday. Thank goodness. It's the big trash pickup in Clarendon Township. Now, this originated with Caledonia, the village of Caledonia. But now, instead of having to drive to Caledonia, if you are a Clarendon resident, then you can drop off your things in Clarendon at a designated spot, which you would see. That's April the 18th. It's a Thursday. And you have to be a Clarendon resident. Or, Clarendon Township, which includes Caledonia, of course. Okay, now, what's my first question for today? Remember Charles Lindbergh? I had a question once, an inquiry. Why did they name his plane the Spirit of St. Louis? And I think I gave the answer. It's because Lindbergh was financed by a group of merchants and people with money in St. Louis. And so to honor them for their big contributions to build his plane, he called it the Spirit of St. Louis. But there's more to the, you know, the whole Lindbergh era is very complicated. You know, it resulted in the kidnapping and of Lindbergh's boy. I think his name was Charles. And all the controversy. In fact, a lot of people thought that Charles Lindbergh was a German sympathizer. Oh, and it goes, I mean, the whole Lindbergh story is very complicated and very much involved. But now today, I'm going to ask you a question about, it'd be Lindbergh trivia. In what field, what was the name of the field that Lindbergh chose to land in was it France? Yeah, he flew all the way from the United States across the Atlantic Ocean and landed at a field with a name. And today, now it's already 10:28, so wait till after the break to call me. And if you want a prize today, I've got Penn Station sub, I've got a McDonald's meal, and I've got that Jags heavy-duty T-shirt and a Jags heavy-duty coffee cup. Okay, but I need to know, after the big break coming up here shortly, need the name of the field and where Lindbergh landed in Paris. Now, the field had a name. And let me see, what else do I have here? Yeah, I might have some other interesting, hopefully some other interesting questions. 10:29 is the time, and it looks like the weather today is going to be decent, and we have some more weather coming up. Of course, it is springtime, and it's time for the warmer weather to arrive, and I think it has. However, in the mid part of the country, there is this terrible snowstorm. Hurricane force winds, they say. Can you imagine? Yeah, I can't imagine that a foot of snow or more out there in the heartlands, the mid-United States. Hard to believe, but that's not predicted for here. I don't think we're going to get any of that. We might get a little wind, but we're sure not going to get snow, are we? Well, you'll have to listen to your favorite weather forecaster, Gil Gomez. Oh, I tell you, I miss being able to ask Gil
Gomez. From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and it's 10:31 Eastern Standard Time. I get a little frog in my throat. I don't know where that comes from. If I knew, I'd eliminate it. But the question, I almost gave the answer. What's the name of the field where Lindbergh landed in France? Can you give me the name of the field? If you can name that, I'll give you two tickets to Mamma Mia. I'll give you a Penn Station sub or a McDonald's meal, a Jags T-shirt, or a Jags coffee cup. All those things I have for you today. And starting before long, too, we'll have tickets to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay and all those places. That's coming up as soon as it gets a little warmer. 10:32 right now. How many of you know the field where Lindbergh landed? It was quite known for years. But you're too young to remember. I think I am too. What year was it that Lindbergh did that cross the Atlantic flight? It was back in the 30s, wasn't it? Early 30s? Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was that, Leigh Bogert Field or something like that?
No, it started with the letter O.
That's not what this one says that I'm reading.
Is that right?
You said he landed at that field I just tried to say.
Well, that's interesting. Now, I'll tell you what my answer would have been. Orly Field. O-R-L-Y.
Well, that's okay, you know. There's always different.
Yeah, well, maybe you landed at one and went to get something to eat at another.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah. I always took it for granted it was Orly Field where Lindbergh landed. But maybe that's not the case. Okay, well, I've got some easy questions, too. Here's my first easy one. Name the catcher that was so popular at the same time Pete Rose was the star of the Cincinnati Reds. You know, it was Pete Rose and the catcher. Who was the catcher? And I think that, I keep thinking that catcher started the whole turn your cap backwards era. You know, because catchers always turn their caps backwards to accommodate their catcher's mask. So what if a bunch of guys to this day turn their baseball caps backwards? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it Johnny Bench?
Yes, it was Johnny Bench. All right.
I like him.
Yeah, he was so popular.
Yeah.
Would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I didn't win last month. I'd like those tickets down to the, is it Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want those or you got them?
No, I want those.
Oh, you say you have them?
No, I want those.
Oh, you want them?
Fries, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to speak low so I don't wake somebody up.
Okay, what's your name?
Judy.
Judy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You can pick these up here at the studio.
Till noon.
Yeah, two tickets.
Uh-huh. You can only pick them up, though, till noon, can't you, except Friday?
Yeah, you have to, let's see, once you pick them up, because they have a code on them.
Uh-huh.
They have a code you redeem when you pick up your tickets.
You changed your hours for picking up prizes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye. Okay, Judy. All right. Well, let me write that down here. Anyone else? Mama Mia. Okay. All right, today is the, what is today? The 10th already? By George, it is. The 10th of April? What's coming up here? Well, when is it, next Monday? Is there a deadline for filing income tax? Whoa, things are happening. I think I have one of my grandkids, one of my grandkids, I'm pretty sure, has a birthday that same day, April 15th. Yeah. Nicholas Roston. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you? Oh, here's a good one. Joe E. Brown. Now, remember him? He had a mouth. My parents used to say, you got a mouth as big as Joe E. Brown. And I said, well, in later years, I'm going to use that. Joe E. Brown is in Ohio. Well, he's dead now. But he was in many movies. Joe E. Brown. He was a laughable guy. Where was he from in Ohio, though? Where did Joe E. Brown live in Ohio? 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. 740-383-9944. All right. Hey, yesterday, incidentally, I had an interesting experience. I'm sure some of you listening have had an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. Now, this is at Marion General. An MRI, it takes between a half hour and a whole hour because you have to be injected with a material that is traced all over. Of course, MRIs can be directed to a certain part of your body. In this case, they were doing an MRI of my brain. That's because when I went to the hearing people, I have a defect in my one ear. And they wanted to make sure it wasn't something in my brain that was causing that. So they send you to the MRI. Well, I did the MRI yesterday, and it's really interesting. In fact, it's got my curiosity. I want to study what it's all about and the strange noises you hear when you're in the MRI. Incidentally, the girl that was giving me the all the things to do with the MRI leaned over and said, "You know, mister, your voice sounds familiar." It was a younger person, too. But anyhow, when you go into an MRI, they inject you, you know, give you a, you know, like you get a lot of places, only they put a fluid in there, and then they, you're transported on a little tray into this machine. And hopefully you're not claustrophobic. Of course, you'd always close your eyes and you wouldn't know where you were. So, and so then they turn it on. And these strange noises. Oh, really? And at times, it even shakes a little bit. But these different noises, as loud as a bad muffler on a car, or as loud as a lawnmower. and not continuous, but off and on for upwards of an hour. And what it's doing, they can focus its attention to one particular part of your body. And so they were looking at my brain. I'm anxious to find out if they found anything. I'll know that later on, I guess. But what they do, if you have a hearing problem, of course, they wanted to find out if there's anything other than just old age, I suppose, creating a hearing problem. Okay, but MRI is very interesting. Magnetic resonance imaging, MRI. It's different than a CAT scan. The MRI uses no radiation like a CAT scan. There's no, nothing that would build up on you as far as radiation goes. It's magnetic resonance. The use of large magnets. I can only imagine how powerful these magnets are. But by the use of that magnetic imaging, they can find different things depending on where it's focused in your body. Kind of interesting. If you ever are scheduled for an MRI, just prepare to, spend a little bit of time there. Okay, now, I asked you about Joe E. Brown. I just saw him in a movie 2 days or 3 days ago. Bits and pieces of him. Joe E. Brown. Now, back in my era, back in the 40s and 50s, Joe E. Brown was one of the most famous comedians. And people you could laugh at. He had a mouth that wouldn't, it was stretched clear across his face. Okay, now we got the Johnny Bench was the catcher I was looking for. Remember the Johnny Bench, Pete Rose era? Oh, I've got one of my older daughter. She used to go down to Cincinnati to see the Reds play every now and then. And Johnny Bench and Pete Rose, wow, they were great people. So, it's now 10:41. You want to see Scott? Okay, yeah, go through the door there and tell Scott. Just a second, hang on. Okay, caller, go ahead. Oh, okay. Hello? Are you there, caller? Okay, well, somewhere. Call again, caller. 10:42 is the time, and shortly I can announce, too, I've got tickets to give away to everyone in Harmony. That's coming up. Okay. So, let me see. What did I ask you? Where is Joey Brown? Where was he from in Ohio? It was up near Toledo. Another question. There is an airport in Ohio named after a famous pilot, a World War II pilot. An airport named after him. No, it wasn't John Glenn. It was another famous pilot. What airfield is that that this famous World War II pilot is named after? I happen to knew the guy's brother. This Air Force base is named after his brother, or after the World War II pilot, that is. 10:43 is the time. Okay, so what airport in Columbus, well, the vicinity of Columbus, is named for this famous World War II pilot? 740-33-9944. Oh, I've got another question. If that's too hard for you to answer, I've got another question that might be easier. What did EL Railroad stand for? The EL Railroad, what did that stand for? Yeah, here we go. Yes, good morning, we're on the air. Go ahead.
I think he was a World War One pilot.
Was it World? No, it wasn't. It was World War Two.
Well, the pictures, he had leggings on and everything, and he sure looked like he was...
He was on in both wars.
Okay, but the first one was World War One.
The second one was when he got his fame.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Did he fly with Little or something?
He was lost for 24 days in the Pacific Ocean after he had been shot down. And he survived by catching fish with his toes. He dangled his toes in the water to catch fish.
Did the fish bite him?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and... it was in the newspaper every day. Not found yet. Went on for 24 days before they found him.
I got to believe he knew Billy Mitchell.
Probably so, yeah.
But the pilot... Am I eligible for... I think I am.
Yeah, you haven't won in Coon's age.
Yeah, oh, okay. Coon's Candy?
Coon's Candy, yeah.
Scott, do you know what my favorite
Hang
meal
in
is?
There.
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. Terry. Okay,
Captain Eddie Rickenbacker.
Yeah, Eddie Rickenbacker, yeah. I knew his brother well.
Oh, really?
Yep, his brother and I used to be up at Lake Erie together.
Gee whiz.
Our boats went on the same port.
Did you guys then try the same fishing technique as Eddie?
Didn't have to, add rods and reels.
Well, it would be more interesting, trying the Eddie Rickenbacker technique.
Hey,
a walleye latching on, do you?
Incidentally, the World War II pilot that just died, was he the guy that you were going to bring to Marion?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is someone, Dan Hempe, had forwarded that to me, and who we're hoping will be with us this year's fly-in is Dr. Harold Brown.
Okay, he's from Ohio, too?
I don't. He lives here. Is he originally from Ohio? I don't know.
Okay.
He lives up in Port, excuse me, Port Clinton area.
So he's about the same age as the one that just died.
My understanding is when we were talking with the organization last year, he was 94. So sometime this year, if he isn't already, he's 95.
Okay.
And from what I've been told, you wouldn't know that he's 95 to look at him. He's just in really good health.
Well, you wouldn't know I'm 95 either.
Well, with that, I don't think you're 95 in dog years.
Hey.
So what do I get to win?
Oh, whatever you want. I've got...
what do you have?
I've got tickets to Mamma Mia. I got a 6-inch sub from Penn Station and a McDonald's meal and a Jegs t-shirt and a Jegs coffee cup.
How about the Penn Station?
Okay. I'll write that down.
Give
here.
Give them a try.
All right. And, okay.
So this Saturday is something at the Tall Grass Trail, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's Earth Day.
Earth Day. Earth Day.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. All day, yeah. It should be interesting. And I think there's probably activity over in just over the line in Marl County to that for Earth Day. Maybe somebody knows about that.
Arden County?
The what?
Arden County?
Yeah, it's, what's it called? Echo something.
Hmm.
Or it's in Marl County, yeah. Just east of Caledonia.
Okay.
It's a big event every year.
Tall Grass Trail, I thought you meant Arden County.
Yeah. Well, there's an activity at Tall Grass Trail, too.
Yeah. So hopefully the weather will hold out and all of that stuff. So.
But the weather's not supposed to be good.
Oh, geez. Well, hey, I'm going to get out of here. Somebody else can win something.
Okay.
I'll give you a call later this afternoon. I have some interesting information for you. You might get a chuckle from hearing.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Okay. Terry Klein wins the Penn Station. I've been trying to give that away here for a week or so. Okay. Now then. And I've given away a Mamma Mia already today. And I still have that Jegs t-shirt. I have more Mamma Mia passes. And I've got that Jegs coffee cup, which is really nice. And a partridge in a pear tree. Okay. Where's Joey Brown from? Eddie Rickenbacker was the World War II pilot lost for 24 days in the Pacific Ocean. I also asked, what does ELRR stand for? ELRR. Can you give me that? ELRR. And no, it's not a pirate yelling. It's... E-L, those are the two initials, and R-R, what would that be? It had something to do with Marion, that's for sure. Okay, and Joey Brown, I haven't got that answer yet. Here's one. I once had one of these, a chainsaw. You know, a lot of people like to do their own tree cutting. You have to be mighty careful. You should wear ear protectors. And leg protectors, and you don't touch the chainsaw, you just leave it run. No. Oh, my. Okay, I bet this person knows what ELRR stands for.
Erie Lackawanna Railroad.
Yes, as a matter of fact. I just wondered how many would get that. Okay, yes. Would you like a prize today?
No, this is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, okay.
Okay.
Very good, Nancy. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. 10:51's the time. E.L. Erie Lackawanna Railroad. Yeah. You talk about questions easier. Questions. Okay. Oh, here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Joey Brown's from Holgate, Ohio.
Yes, it's from Holgate, Ohio.
Yeah.
Would you like a prize today?
No, I just wanted to answer
okay.
the question.
Very good. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Okay. All right. Holgate, Ohio. Yes, indeed. Jerry Brown, who had a smile that stretched clear across his face. Joey Brown, the comedian with a big mouth. Oh, my. Okay, now I've got another question. Well, I got to Johnny Bench, didn't I? the catcher that was with the Cincinnati Reds during the fame of Pete Rose. It was Bench and Rose. I wonder what Bench thought about Rose when he found out that Pete Rose was betting on the games. Did they remain friends, close friends, or not? I've never read the story on that. Were they friends after that? Boy, what do you think about the big scandal about the Hollywood or the movie stars or TV stars and their bribes to the colleges to get their kids enrolled? Woo! That's just in the beginning stages. Can you imagine what's going to come out of all that? Not only the wives, but the husbands and the people who received the money from the colleges. And there was probably more than one person involved in the colleges, you know, to do the big cover-up to allow those kids to enter college. Wow. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Some of these famous personalities going to prison. Well, it all started with Bill Cosby. But this isn't quite that nature. Okay, and there was a chainsaw invented of the company name or the brand name of this chainsaw has to do with metal, M-E-T-A-L. What's the name? And it's a chainsaw. You could go in a certain store today and buy. But its name is that of a metal, M-E-T-A-L. What chainsaw is on the market today whose name refers to a metal? Now, how's that for trivia? 10:54 is the time. Name the chainsaw. I had one once, and boy, it was a nice one, too. They're all over the place. It has in its name something to do with metal. Okay. All right, now, let me see. What else do I have here? Oh, can you name... Oh, I think we have it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, it's steel.
Steel, S-T-I-H-L, yes. No. Okay. You want a prize?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. But it's just fun to answer, and I've got all these things to give away, too. But now I don't, I'm eliminating my questions here one by one. So what do I do when I run out of questions and still have things to give away? Okay. Oh, my. Well, let's see. I'll be able to announce before the end of the program, too, some other things to give away. And I'll be telling you about that. Okay, let me see. What do I have here? What's the name of the baseball field in which the Columbus Clippers play? That is the field in Columbus, not Richmond, Indiana, or somewhere. What's the name of the field in Columbus where the Columbus Clippers play? 740-383-9944. Does anyone know? The field in Columbus, its name, where the Columbus Clippers play. It's a really nice field. I've been there just once. I thought, well, I have to come back here someday. And very clean, very nice neighborhood, and the whole works. And there's free parking up around the corner. Okay, what's the name of that field where the Columbus Clippers play? And, of course, if you get that, you might want to find... Boy, I'm going to use up all my questions if I'm not careful here. 10:57's at the... I'll save... I got a couple of other field questions here. 7403-39944, but already it's 10:57. So, how many of you have had an MRI? And I was really interested because the people giving me this MRI said, you know, mister, your voice sounds familiar. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, let me see. What else? The next tomorrow, I've got a whole bunch of questions too, but I've already gone through about six of them today. Okay. I need tougher questions, don't I? But 10:57 is the time, and yeah, there's. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, isn't that Huntington Park?
Yes, you're right. Huntington Park, yeah. Okay. All right, would you like a prize?
No, not today, thank you.
Okay, all right. Huntington Park, yeah. Huntington Park. And that's the same, that's the bank. We have a bank in Marion with that name. And they are the ones in Ohio, the Huntington Bank, that donated the money, apparently most of it, to build that park. That's how it got its name. Yeah, anymore, you've got to have money if you want to be recognized. Now, take Ohio State University. And all the buildings there, and the hallways, and different rooms, have the names of the people that gave money to build it. And that's the same with Huntington Park. Now, I've got an interesting field coming up after 11 o'clock for you to name, and I just wonder if you'll be able to come up with the answer. That's going to be interesting. Okay, in fact, let's see. Okay. I got a couple of easy questions coming up after the big break. Plus, I have some other tickets to give away for an event coming up. 10:59 is the time. And looks like pretty decent weather today. At least it's not cloudy, dreary, and cold, and drizzly. Anytime it's not that, that's great. Now, don't forget on the 13th this weekend, Saturday, Earth Day, at the Tallgrass Trail. Okay, that's 1 to 4 p.m. Bring the family and have some fun. And that, you know, that pond out there, that's really great. The pond alongside the trail where you can fish, kayak, as long as you don't use a motor. And, yeah, great. So we have more recreation in the Marion area now than we've had in years. We've had a lot of city parks, but we've not had, up until recently, a biking trail, walking trail, a lake to fish in, a lake to kayak in, and...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news?